Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading Chaitanya Charitamrita Majjhalila, chapter 9, verse 263. Kama ninda kama tyag sarva shastre kohe. Kama haite prema bhakti krishne kabo nohe. Kama ninda kama tyag sarva shastre kohe. Kama hoite prema bhakti krishne kabo nahi. Kama ninda kama tyag sarva shastre kohe. Karma haite prema bhakti krishne kabo nahi. Karma ninda kama tyaga sarva shastre kohe. Ladies, Karmaninda, condemnation of fruitive activities. Karma tyaga, renunciation of fruitive activities. Sarva shastre kohe is announced in every revealed scripture. Karma hoite, from fruitive activities. Prema bhakti, devotional service and ecstatic love. Krishna, for Krishna, kabinahi, can never be achieved. Translation. In every revealed scripture, there is condemnation of fruitive activities. It is advised everywhere to give up engagement in fruitive activities, for no one can attain the highest goal of life, love of Godhead, by executing them. Purport. In the Vedas, there are three khandhas or divisions, karma khanda, jnana khanda, and upasana khanda. The karma khanda portion stresses the execution of fruitive activities, but ultimately it is advised that one abandon both karma khanda and jnana khanda, speculative knowledge, and accept only upasana khanda or bhakti khanda. One cannot attain love of Godhead by executing karma khanda or jnana khanda, but by dedicating one's karma fruitive activities to the Supreme Lord, one may be relieved from the polluted mind and become free from mental pollution, and becoming free from mental pollution helps elevate one to the spiritual platform. Then, however, one needs the association of a pure devotee. For only by a pure devotee's association can one become a pure devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. When one comes to the stage of pure devotional service, the process of Shravanam Kirtanam is very essential. By executing the 9 items of devotional service, beginning with Shravanam Kirtanam, one is completely purified. Anyabhilashita shunyam jnanakama janabritam bhakti samyukta sindhu. Only then is one able to execute Krishna's orders in the Bhagavad Gita 1865-1866. Man manabhava bhaktonamadhyaya jimam namaskaru mami vaishasi satyam te pati jane payasime sarvadharman parityaja mamekam sharanam vraja ahankam sarva papebhyo mauchishyami masuta. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me, offer your homage unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my dear friend. Abandon all varieties of religion, just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reaction. Do not fear. In this way, one develops his original constitutional position of rendering loving service to the Lord. I guess he skipped the first translation. Think of me, it's there, worship me, offer your homage. One cannot be elevated to the highest platform of devotional service by karma kanda or jnana kanda. Pure devotional service can be understood and attained only through association of pure devotees. In this regard, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati states, there are 2 types of karma kanda activities, pious and impious. Pious activities are certainly better than impious activities, but even pious activities cannot bring about ecstatic love of God. Krishna, pious and impious activities can bring about material happiness and distress, but there is no possibility of one's becoming a pure devotee simply by acting piously or impiously. Bhakti or devotional service means satisfying Krishna. In every revealed scripture, whether stressing Jnanakanda or Karmakanda, the principle of renunciation is always praised. The ripened fruit of Vedic knowledge, Srimad Bhagavatam, is the supreme Vedic evidence. In the Srimad Bhagavatam 1.5.12, it is said, Naiskarmam apyuta bhava bharjitam nashobate jnanam alangananjanam kutapuna shashvara bhagdram ishvare na charpitam karma irapya karanam. Knowledge of self-realization, even though freed from all material affinity, does not look well if devoid of a conception of the infallible God. What then is the use of fruitive activities, which are naturally painful from the very beginning and transient by nature, if they are not utilized for the devotional service of the Lord? This means that even knowledge which is superior to fruit of activity is not successful if it is devoid of devotional service. Therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the beginning, middle, and end, Karmakanda, Jnanakanda are condemned. For example, in the Bhagavatam 1.1.2, it is said, Dharma projita kaita vota paramal nirmatsaram satam vejam vastava matra vastu shividam tapatran mulanam shimad bhagavate mahamunikate kim vaparishvara sadyarja varujate trakitibhistu shushubi shakshana. This is explained in the following verses taken from the Bhagavatam 11.11.32 and the Gita 18.66, which don't have purports. I could read them. Gyanaivam gunam doshan mayadishtam api swakan. Anyway, that's for next episode. Karma ninda karma tyaga sarva shastre kahe karma hoite prema bhakti krishne kabu nohe. In every revealed scripture, there is condemnation of fruitive activities. It is advised everywhere to give up engagement in fruitive activities, for no one can attain the highest goal of life, love of Godhead, by executing them. Karma ninda. Ninda. Ninda means has quite a few meanings, but here, to condemn. Sometimes it's also referred to as an offense. Ninda. Ninda si yagya vidir ha shuti veda. Lord Buddha, he condemned the Vedas, but he's an incarnation. So according to time and place. So here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is continuing his speaking, interacting. This is a long conversation, and it gets longer because we only read one shloka every year, every week, the Tattavadis. So for those who have not been following, this is a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is traveling, and he's come to Udupi, and he's discussing the this philosophy with these tattvavadis. Tattvavadi literally means those who speak truth. So they're in those days known as tattvavadis. Today they don't use that name so much. So in every revealed scripture, every sarva shastre kohe. So even there's shastras of the yavanas, say, but we don't know if they condemn. But the actual scriptures, they condemn. But it's explained here that there is karmakanda, how to act. And this is the Vedic knowledge. Trivijamam soma pa puta pa pa yagya ishta swagati papya. Krishna himself is describing the Vedas in Bhagavad Gita. But the goal of this karmakanda section, most of the Vedas, it is said by Srila Bhakti and others, 90% concerned with karmakanda. I'm not a Vedic scholar, but previously and even today, they study Veda to do some kind of yajna. You find in Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the cream of the Vedic Shastra, Samsaram Samudritam, Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Aulam Yad Vaishnavanam Priyam. Srimad Bhagavatam, it talks about some fruit of activity, but not in a very nice way usually. Usually the lesson learned is very, very heavy duty. If you take any canto of the Bhagavatam, the fruit of activities are described as someone who is absorbed in them. Perhaps you might take third canto, Kapila Deva speaking about karmis. Of course, there's vikarma. Those who are actual karmis, even they're condemned, but those who are vikarmis, as Krishna described, vikarma, vikarmi, Nunam pramatta kuruto kurute vikama yad, what is it? Yadindriya priti apnati. Rishabhdev in the Bhagavatam, he's talking about vikarma also. These are not very favorable activity. This is described here in this purport as ashubha in the Bhagavad Gita. Shubha ashubha parareva moksha se karma bandhanai. So whether you do pious or impious, karma or vikarma, they're all condemned. But Prabhupada says here, pious is definitely better. It's not good if you're doing vikarma. But in 11th canto, it says, vikarma yat chot patitam, that Krishna in 11th canto says, even if you do vikarma, if you're a devotee in good standing, you may do, but Krishna forgives. Vikarma yat patitam katam chid. Anyone remembers the rest of that verse? But anyway, vikarma is mentioned there. You know, sometimes devotees, by accident or attachment, they do also vikarma, but that is forgiven. Apichadasi pape bhya. So nowadays you have, they don't follow karma or anything. But just near the end of Prabhupada's pastimes, when he was in Vrindavan lying in his bed, he said, don't do karma, don't do punya, don't do vikarma, but just Radha Krishna. So by worshipping Radha Krishna, we avoid anari karma pale paribhavanana vajale taribare na deki upai. Bhaktivinoda Thakur talks about fruit of activities. So we never get tired of condemning fruit of activity and vikarma and karma bal like that. In fact, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is presented that he is a gardener and that he is picking the fruits. He says, foul fool, I have so many fruits and so many flowers, I don't know what to do with them. Not only am I the gardener, but I'm the tree. I want to be the tree. So he says, I just want to do some pious activity and distribute some fruits. Although everyone in the material world is attached to the fruits of their labor, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to, as in this case also, in this case of talking to the tattvavadis, they're not karmis, they're not gyanis, they're actually devotees, but they're in a lower stage, so he's trying to bring them up. But we find in the beginning of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in 9th chapter, Adi Lila, that
Malihoi Kori. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I have the gardener, Malakar, and my desire is to create fruits and flowers, and there are so many fruits and flowers of prema that I don't know what to do with them. I'm trying to distribute them. So the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Panchatattva, they're distributing these prema fall to everybody. Otherwise, they are trying to constantly eat the fruits of their own activities. Karanam guna sangasya sad asad yoni janmashu. What is the result? Sad asad yoni janmashu. They're appearing in this material world again and again in newer and newer bodies by attachment to their material activities. Kimasat karma bir bhavat. You find in 6th canto, in the 5th chapter, where Daksha, he is one of the progenitors, he's a karmi, basically. Sometimes he's described in other ways, a kshatriya, this way, but basically he's putting forward pious karmic activity. So he had so many sons, I think 11,000, the Haryasvas. So when he sent his sons up to some beautiful lake, who remembers the name of that lake? I forgot. And it's a beautiful holy place. By going to the holy place, what happened? He told them what to do. He said, go up there, do some tapasya, come back, and then have a lot of kids everywhere, because we need to populate the world. But what happened was the opposite. They went up there and got purified. Narad Muni found them, as he often does. He shows up at just the right time. That's his. He's propagating bhakti. Narad Muni bhajaya avina Radhika Ramana Name. He's chanting Radhika Ram. He's absorbed in Radha Krishna Leela, actually. So he's playing his veena. He saw these boys. He said, these boys are trying for fruit of activity. Not good. So he started speaking to them in a very enigmatic way. In fact, he gave a wonderful analogy, an enigmatic analogy, considering or describing 10 things. He said, my dear boys, you're doing this tapasya, it's very nice, and you're becoming so effulgent and purified by doing this, but this may not be a good thing. So he gave so many verses. First he gave 3 or 4 verses, and then he continued, ending each verse, or at least most of them, 8, 9 verses, with the same last line, Kim Asat Karma Bir Bhavet. This karmic activity you're doing is Asat, Asato Mam, Sad Gama. This tapasya is meant for coming to the eternal, immortal platform. You're wasting your time. Why are you doing that? Don't you know? You have not seen the extent of this world. You have not seen your actual father, and he blew the actual extent of this world. The extent of the world meant they didn't understand what their human form is for. Bhu is also Ketragya. Ketragya. The Ketra is the field of activity, which is this. Bhu is the world, but it also refers to the body. So you should understand this body. It's to someone without a purport, they wouldn't understand it. But these Hyasras were highly intelligent doing tapasya, though by their natural intelligence they could understand this enigma analogy that he gave. So first he described that there is a supreme person in this place, but you do not even know who he is. How is that? And not only that, in this place there is a hole, a bil. Bile bhattakama bikramanye. This word is used, a bila. A bila means a hole. Once going in that hole, no one is ever seen to come out. Hardly. He says, hardly anyone ever comes back. So in two ways, they understood it. One is that there's Patala, the lower planetary system, which is condemned after this body. If you're so attached to become Vikarmi, or even the fruit of activity, you can go to that Patala. And another way to understand it is that Vaikuntha Nama Gahanam, it is the Vaikuntha, where there is Once going, you don't return to that place. But that's the spiritual world. So, they were pretty smart. They were not stupid at all. They could understand. An ordinary person reading that, they would just scratch your head. This is some Sanskrit. What is he talking about? I don't know. But they understood it. You can go to Vaikuntha and never return to this material world. Anityam asukam lokam, which is temporary. There's no real happiness in this world by fruit of activities. So they understood that. Then a part of this analogy was also, he said, there is a woman in that place. It was very attractive. She's always changing. So they understood what it meant. Narad Muni was giving it. This attractive woman is actually the material mind, the polluted intelligence mentioned here twice, which the polluted mind, mental pollution, one has to become free from it, is mentioned here. And so that everyone is born with this polluted mind. Sometimes some pure devotees are born, but most every living entity is born with this polluted mind. Eva mana karma vashang pangte vijayatmani. And this is giving us newer and newer bodies by the mind. Mayamana srijati karma mayam. Prahlad Maharaj's prayer, he describes it, by the force of our mental activity, we're taking newer and newer bodies attached to our fruit of activities. So therefore these Hayasvas, they understood what that meant. So Prabhupada, in his purport to that, he also says that, literally speaking, the mind is like a prostitute also. It's changing, always trying to attract us. Our polluted intelligence, our polluted mind. So we have to understand that we're not the mind and intelligence. And one way to understand is to see that it's always alluring us with newer and newer. And literally, in the Kali Yuga, the women also dress very provocatively, try to attract. But as devotees, he said, we stick to one principle. We don't change our dress, even in this material world. We keep clean shaven most of the time. With Sika, he specifically says, and Prabhupada preferred, of course, devotional clothing, which is very controversial now. What Prabhupada said has become very controversial among some persons, even so-called leaders. They don't want to accept that. Whereas in the material world, you notice everywhere, they're selling newer clothes, newer cars. This is, Prabhupada calls, a disease of another. Prabhupada give very nice, succinct aphorism that the disease of another car, a new one. Every year there's a new car. Never mind, these cars are already good. You scrap it, throw it away. You need newer junk mail too. You have to buy something new and we'll try to get you to buy it, cutting down all the trees. So, and of course the women, they are very much fashion conscious. If you go on Fifth Avenue anywhere, we were recently in Europe, in Firenze, Roma. In Firenze, every store is full of new clothes. Gucci, Bucci, Succi, Asucci. Everything. You have to have in handbag $10,000 to kill some animal so you can put your hand in the bag. You know, you can buy for 5-10 rupees in Lloyd Bazaar. Maybe now it's 20-30. You can get a handbag there. So for 300 rupees, you get the fine quality, best handbag. But they are killing for the fashion changing. This is the mind, this is the fruit of activity. So very attached to fruit. Prakrite kriyamanani gunai kamani. So ahankara, this is the I am doing it. No, you're not doing it. That supreme person is doing it, described by Narad Muni to the Hayasvas. He is a supreme. You don't know that, he said, you don't know that. But immediately he understood, we know what you mean. Of course, there were 11,000 of them, so you figure maybe they figured it out. Maybe they were cheating. But anyway, there are 11,000. That's more amazing. They all understood it. Nobody argued. Yes. And there is a husband in that place, too. So that husband is the poor person who was attached to that prostitute, the material person. He's attached to that prostitute. And he's getting sunk into this world. Anari kalama pale paribhavanana vajale. Bhaktivinoda describes it. Being dunked into this material. Ganakama tago dui. What is the rest? Ganakama tago dui pravashila. What is it? Anyway, by these are described as thugs, gangsters. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Gana, Kama, Tago, Dui. These two are thug. The English word thug comes from this Bengali. Tago, Dui. And so they take me, Pravitti, Omira, and they take me, and they dunk me into the waves of this ocean of fruit of activity, Gan. And there's also an ocean of this mental speculation. It's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yoganamatam Bhuvanam Daya, Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is seeing, he's full of compassion, Dayalu. He sees this, all the persons in this material world are sinking into this ocean of speculation, Ganamatam. Ganamatam means mad, they're mad. What does he do? Suprema Sampat, Bhuvanam Dayalu. He makes them mad with love of God. He gives them the fruits as the gardener. As the tree, Alokika, he's not an ordinary tree, he's a very amazing tree. He's not, like, loka means material, but he's Alokika. This tree moves, he's moving here, speaking with these tattavadis. So they're getting the association, they're getting the fruits given directly by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, prema fall. So that analogy, again, is very heavy duty, describes that there's a river, and the river means creation and dissolution, this material world, everything. Jagat means this world, and ja-da means coming and going. Everything's coming and going. Srishti, Stiti, Palaya, created, maintained, again destroyed, but Govindamadi Purusham, Chaitanyakyam Param Tattvam, the Sarvakarana Karam, the Supreme Person, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, is distributing this to these tattavadis. So, he found them to be dry. Yes, you have given up fruit activity, that's nice. So he's giving them a little more nectar. You worship the deity, that's nice. And you have varnashram, that's good. But you have to go for the higher goal of life. Prema pumato maham, shi titanya mahaprabhu matamidam tatradra napra. Summed up, like that, aradyo bhagavan vajayasatanya. So Mahaprabhu is giving this prema pumarta, the supreme fall, fruit. Of course, they weren't karmis, but still he's describing here in this verse. Kamahote prema bhakti. So these fruit of activities, no one can attain to the highest goal of life, love of God, by executing any of them. So he was kind of accusing them of doing this fruit of activity, I suppose. They were tainted. Jnana karma paratyagam tata kuru yaratnam. In the 12th chapter of the Gita, every chapter is described what are the fruit of activities, what is karma. So in the 12th chapter, Krishna describes that by giving up your activities, you can also perform meditation. But jnana karma pala, better than even meditation, is giving up fruit of activity. It's so important. Dhyana karma prati tatakur in any upika. By doing that, you'll become self-situated. Tai tarapya saktoshi kartama jagamashi. It's all those verses, progression. So Krishna describes it. It's very important to give it up. In the sixth chapter of the Gita, anashita karma palam. Give up the karma palam, the fruits. Karmanye vadikara ma paleshu. You're not entitled to the fruits of your activity. This is the beginning, ABC of Bhagavad Gita. Mahapalesha. Kripana. If you want the fruits of your activity, you're a kripana. You cannot enjoy. You're thinking you're the enjoyer. The Prabhupada said, as soon as anyone thinks he's an enjoyer, he's a fool. So that pretty much covers everybody. Anyone who thinks he's the doer, the enjoyer, he's a fool. He's a fool. Because Prabhupada's detached from this activity. And anyway, there are so many shastras, even in Naimasharanya, the sages, they said, look, we want to spend 1,000 years here discussing the shastras and doing a yajna and everything. But we're just becoming black with smoke in our lungs. And they were glad to hear from Sutta Goswami. Burini Buri Kamani. There's so many. It takes a long time to actually learn all the shots. And these were sages from 5,000 years ago. But here it's summed up. Sarva Shastra Koi. Nana Shastra Vichara Naikanipanosa Dharma from our six Goswamis, they're so merciful. They've already studied all the Shastra. You don't need to do that. And Krishnas Kaviraj has taken the essence of the six Goswamis and put it in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And we can read it here. Not that we shouldn't read six Goswami literature, but even if you don't, you'll get the essence here. Chintacham chintacham bhaktas Chaitanya Charitam. Always think of this Chaitanya Charitam, Rita. It's so important. Hela dunika kedya vishadeya pongmilara moldaya. That Kavi Karnapur, he was a small boy, seven, composing shlokas with all the alankaras. And so by the time he was older, he made the so many books. So his one verse is quoted there, that he's discovered, Chi Chaitanya Dayani Dei Tavadaya Buyad. Let this mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu flow. Some people say he was quoting Sri Ramadhar. Sometimes we don't know, but these are great verses. So there he describes, Shamyas Chastrivadaya, Shamyas Chastrivadaya Pramila Damodaya, that all the Shastras, they may sometimes seemingly contradict. By the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all those contradictions are eliminated, and one gets the essence. So this is what we're getting here in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Shashvat Bhakti Vinodaya, Chitapitan Modaya. Very nice verse. And our Krishna Sarup, he said that's one of his favorite verses. So we know it must be good. He's a Sanskrit aficionado. A shloka expert. He knows so many shlokas. He won shloka contests even in New Delhi. He was a 3 times champ. But he said that verse is one of his favorite. He even said it was his favorite. Hela dunita kedya vishadeya panmilaramodaya shashvat bhakti vinodaya chitapitan modaya flowing modaya chitanya dhyani de tavadaya buyaramondodaya. Wonderful. That by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the contradictions of the Shastras are mitigated, and that pure love of God is stimulated. Amodaya, chitta, in the heart, chitta pitan modaya. Pure love of God is implanted by the mercy. Chaitanya Dhyani Dei, the ocean of mercy. Chaitanya Dhyani Dei, tabe, let it, so he says, let this mercy flow. This ocean of mercy flow. This is the prayer. So all of us should have this prayer. That, and the only best way is, of course, chant. We can chant for ourselves. But better than that is distributing either Harinam or by the book, even speaking to anybody. Parasparam tashanti cha ramanti cha. Amongst each other, Krishna says, Matchitta, Matgata, Prana, Bodhyanta, Parasparam. Those who are intelligent, those the devotees, they enliven one another. They become very satisfied by distributing this mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And furthermore, at the end of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna, Nacha Tasma Manesha, Kaschid Me Prikritama, Bhavita Nacha Me Tasma, Anya Prataro. No one is more dear to me than someone who preaches this Chaitanya Charitamrita. Even if one is unintelligent, not learned, still agyopi, even a balopi, even a child, even a dog, svadyopi, he says in one verse, even a dog can swim this ocean of conclusive truth. Even a small boy, an ignorant person, bala. Bala means a boy or someone who's ignorant. Nicha gaiva sadabhati. By the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, anybody can become learned, gyani. This is actual gyan. And he will easily give up his fruitive activities. And Prabhupada was very wary of this fruitive activity, just like he was giving a lecture in L.A. in 73, I think. So there was one devotee, his servant, actually. Maybe it was earlier than 73. Maybe it was 72 or one. Anyway, we won't mention any names right now. But still, very absorbed in mining and selling jewels and gold. Prabhupada did not like it, did not approve of this. He said, so we're distributing books, shastras. But if I think, let me distribute gold, jewels, that is not good. Anything else, didn't like, didn't approve of. Very wary. One should not keep one farthing, one paisa, Prabhupada said. If one is distributing books, you cannot. This becomes fruit of activity. Just like the razor, very sharp. That's one of the analogies that this material world, the high auspice heard, it's just like a revolving thunderbolt, razor sharp thunderbolt. A thunderbolt is very powerful, but imagine if it was razor sharp. Well, we have bombs like that now, trying to imitate, but this was thousands of years ago, millions of years ago, Narad Muni was describing this time element, Kala Chakra, destroying everything. We're thinking we're very well satisfied, very situated nicely, everything's going on very nice. But actually, this, the Kala Chakra is cutting down everyone. This is the Sudarshan Chakra of Krishna. Everyone from the tiniest microbe or subatomic particle all the way up to Lord Brahma is being parinamat bad. Karmanam, by this karmic activity, we're all being destroyed by our own activity. And then they're blaming, it is God is doing all this. No, it is our own. So karmanam, tamabhyachya. The Krishna himself has no need of any. Na priyashet priyam prapya no dvijat. He doesn't, trishilokeshu kinchana. That is the realized person. He's not attached to anything. Nothing is dear. Or he doesn't deny anything. Jnana vijnana triptatma. He's happy with his own realization of Jnana. And nothing material satisfies him. Savaramba parityagi. All endeavors he's renounced. Tasmada sakta satatam. Asakta. Unattached to all food of activity. Karana kama samachara. Paramapnoti. Then he gets you cannot get it by being attached. One has to give up the filthy hamburger if he wants to eat prasadam. Of course, you can eat some prasadam and eat it. Gradually, you realize your filthy hot dog is killing you. Sometimes you see that somebody gets... Prabhupada didn't want the prasadam taken from Mayapur out. Eat it there. Let them eat it there. He didn't want them taking it out, mixing it with fish. Don't pollute it. Don't let them take it out. No, they used to steal. They take it out. But the idea is there. Keep it pure. Unpolluted, as described here. Unalloyed. Anyabhilashitashun. Gyanakarmadana is the definition of our bhakti. Anyabhilash. No other desire. It's not covered. Uncovered, anyabhilashya, shunyam, free, zero, jnana, karma, jnana and karma. So that's being stressed again and again in different ways, and every revealed scripture is condemning. Nowadays you have these televised guys, they're promising if you do this type of religion, you'll get so many, a new car. I remember I went in the 60s, to some Nam-myoho Renge-kyo, they're speaking some Japanese mantra. So I checked them out, I went to the meeting, and the guys were testifying that, yes, I chanted Nam-myoho Renge-kyo, and I got a very nice truck. And the other guy said he got this and that and this. And I thought, this guy, I didn't know anything, but I thought, this is what he's doing a religion for. I thought, this can't be a proper type of meditation. So, can't be a thing here. OK. Okay, any comments, questions?
I was thinking that when Lord Chaitanya asked them what the goal of life was to the Tatmavadis, they said that it was, and how do you achieve it? They said Varnashram. So Varnashram is basically a Karmakanda section.
But it also says Varnashrama Charavata. That was rejected by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when Ramananda Roy spoke that verse.
So the same point.
Vishnu Purana.
You're saying that they weren't karmis, but because they recommended that as the process, as opposed to Shravan Kirtan and Premam Kumar Tamahan, that then it would make sense why there's such a strong point. And then also there's that 1:5:15 verse. Verily, this is condemned.
Jugupsitam dharmakate nishashitam sadamaraktashas maham vatikramam. Yeah. Anyway, he quoted that nice comment up. This, yeah, the number, what was it? 12? Yeah. 1. Where is it? Down here. Yeah, 1:5:12. Nice comment. Nashobite. It doesn't look nice. What to speak of karmic activities. Nacharpitam karma yadapya kalanam. So there's so much there in the Bhagavatam. You can read it for the next 12 trillion years. Huh?
Until you run out of the time.
Right, run out of time. Time runs out of you. Everyone's trying to kill time, actually. Time is killing them.
Anyway, in connection to Ishwara Puri, this amazing pastime, Prabhupada mentions this good example of a good disciple, you know, his two disciples, and a bad disciple, you know, the whole pastime, when he was leaving this world, you know. That's why he...
Right, we can talk about that, but that when Ishwara Puri was leaving the planet, he was chanting a very nice verse, Ai dina dayadanata he maturanakadava lokshase. What is the rest? Tadalokanam. That verse. Huh? Maturanakadava lokshase. Where is the Lord of Mathura now? I cannot see him. Maturanakadava lokshase. I want to see. Though this Ramachandra Puri, somehow he was a disciple, but he was some kind of weird jnani or something, I guess. That Ishwara Puri was merciful, initiated him somehow. He was a disciple. Huh? Madhavendra Puri initiated. Oh, yeah, both of them. So Ishwara Puri had been taking care of... Madhavendra Puri is leaving the planet. That Ishwara Puri was tending to him in deathbed. That means... stool and dirty, but he didn't see it like that. He saw it as a seva, just as some devotees took care of Prabhupada when he was leaving the planet. So, but Ishwara Puri, he got the full blessings of Madhavendra Puri, whereas Ramachandra Puri, who was a dry, some kind of strange, where he was, what was he? He criticized his own guru. Why are you lamenting? You should be thinking of the Supreme Brahman. What Supreme Brahman, you know? Brahmanohi Patistaham Govindamadi Purusham. Anyway, he was condemned. So this Ishwara Puri, he attained the Adhikar, the transcendental Adhikar. He became the spiritual master of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we didn't read the whole pastime, of course, but it is his disappearance day. We chanted the song. So it's good, yeah. We should talk about that a little bit. We did. what was the rest of that verse? I am Matura Nakada, I did a dayadanata, hey, Matura Nakada, what else you say? Can't remember the rest right now. But. To turn off the computer, turn it back on. Anything else? All right. Jai Chaitanya Charita Ki Jai.